Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagela bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Starting our episode this time, we have our usual information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity remains low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 136, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 90. And those figures are expected to decrease slightly in the immediate future. So it just means that high frequency reception on multi-hop paths on long distances above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness routes will continue to be unreliable. However, frequencies above about 14 megahertz, long distance circuits during daytime hours of broadcast will be satisfactory. We're currently moving down the plateau of sunspot cycle 24, and it's expected that a new cycle, that's cycle 15, will be measurable in the near future. So we'll have to wait and see. Now, some shortwave station news. A new service on shortwave is the broadcast of Al Jazeera TV. This is the station on shortwave is carrying the audio of the television network via a Babcock transmitter in Dubai in the UAE. Stations noted between 2000 and 2300 here in Melbourne on 5940 with 250 kilowatts, intended for Central and East Africa with programs entirely in Arabic. The transmission started on June 11, and good reception here in Melbourne and also in the European area. Now, some propagation and monitoring notes made from here in Melbourne. Shorter stay in Victoria, it's our winter period at the moment, occurs around about June 23. And so that's looking quite well for good long-haul multi-hop propagation during our daytime hours. Some 50 kilometres east of Melbourne is the Yarra Ranges National Park near the town of Healesville in Melbourne. This was in the Melbourne water catchment area. I was there recently and interesting propagation noted during the mid-afternoon on 6, 7 and 9 megahertz from a site near Donnelly's Weir using the Eaton E5 receiver with 2 metres of random antenna. Now this is a summary of selected notable observations made at 0430, that's 2:30 p.m. local here in Melbourne, dominated by long-path signals from Europe, Middle East, Africa, and short-path from Brazil and the Americas. First of all, 49 metres, 5810, the USA, WEWN with Spanish, 5910, France, NHK, Radio Japan via the Isidon relay station, in Japanese, very strong signals. 5920 USA, WHRI in Spanish. 6030, the USA, Radio Marty from Greenville, also in Spanish. And 6105, Radio Liberty from Lampertheim in Germany, in Belarusian. Now, 41 metres, 7270, Radio Liberty again from Germany, also from Lampertheim in Circassian language. 7295, Radio Algeria via Issoudun in Arabic, broadcasting from the France relay station. And on 7330, Radio Romania International in English, another very strong signal. And 7365, a very unusual station with relatively low power from Germany. This is the HCJB service from the transmitter site at Lenimor, broadcasting in Russian, in the Russian language, and that station is actually administered technically by the Federal Network Agency of Germany. And on 7455, the USA, WRMI, with its English service. And four stations in Brazil, all in the period 0430, 9565, 9630, 9645, and 9725. Shortest day, propagation on 6 and 7 megahertz is now apparent in the time window 2200 to 2230 from Asia, Europe, Africa and the Middle East. That's 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. And this is a summary of some signals I observed recently in that time period. Radio Fardar from Kuwait in Persian on 5865. Radio Romania International on 5930 in English. The BBC from Nakhon in Thailand on 5875 in English. And a parallel frequency from the same transmitting station, also English, 5890. 6105, Radio Taiwan International with its Chinese service. 6130, China, the Zhejiang People's Broadcasting Station at Lhasa, broadcasting in Tibetan. And on the next frequency, 6140, China Radio International from Kunming in Chinese. And 7200, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Malay. The station is operating illegally on this frequency, which is a frequency in the 40-meter international exclusive amateur radio band. So let's hope that the authorities can sort that one out and cause the station to move into a frequency within the international bands. And 7375, Australia, HCJB Australia, from Kununurra, broadcasting Indonesian, and quite strong signals throughout Australia, even though the antenna is actually directed to Asia. So good signals here in Melbourne as we approach our shortest day, 2200 to 2230, 6 and 7 megahertz, particularly 6 megahertz between 2200 and 2230. Now, switching to some more shortwave international station news. First of all, Radio Dengue Kurdistan, a political broadcast using brokered facilities of international stations. The frequency change proposed is a new frequency of 11600 from Issoudun in France. That replaces or will replace 11510 to Western Asia between 0300 and 0500. And from 0500 to 1300, the same frequency 11600 in Kurdish, also replacing 11510 from Kalach in Russia. And 1300 to 1700, 11600 again, Kurdish 11510 has been replaced or will be replaced. That's from a transmitting site in Bulgaria. And 1700 to 1900, 11600 again in Kurdish, replacing 11510 from Issoudun in France. And the Voice of Mongolia has indicated that it will be changing a frequency shortly for some of its programs. The new frequency is 12015, replacing 12000. Following services will be affected. 0900 to 0930 in English, 0930 to 1000 in Mongolian, 1000 to 1030 in Chinese, and 1030 to 1100 in Japanese. So, Voice of Mongolia, a new frequency there, 12015, replacing 12,000 in the period, 0900 to 1100 in English, Mongolian, Chinese and Japanese. And that completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.